ran to his rescue using garden tools to beat back the persistent creature, while one called a momentarily confused 911 dispatcher.
There's a man on the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
And someone's doing what?
An otter has got him.
Who's got him?
An otter.
An otter?
O-T-T-E-R. Please hurry. I can't keep him off.
The dispatcher sent help. The otter was subdued, and Denton went to the emergency room. He's now recovering. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
A bear in a zoo enclosure bit off a couple of women's fingers after she reportedly ignored a warning sign and tried to feed the animal. The Lincoln Park Zoo in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, closed after that accident yesterday. The 47-year-old woman's boyfriend was bitten, too, when he tried to pry the black bear's mouth off his girlfriend's hand. The mayor's office says alcohol, likely paley a factor, and it is likely the bear will not be put down. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your forecast here for the weekend. Today, we've got cloudy, possibly a few showers this afternoon, only about a 20% chance, though. We're going to have a high of 61 and light winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 43 and light winds. And Sunday, partly sunny, high of 62, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the south winds 5 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet and a northwest swell of 5 to 7 feet at 16 seconds with a slight chance of showers. Tonight out there, the north winds 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet, northwest swell 5 to 7 feet at 14 seconds. And Sunday, northeast winds 5 knots, becoming west 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet, a northwest swell of 4 to 6 feet at 13 seconds. Got some current temperatures here for you as well. It's 50 degrees in Watsonville, 51 in Monterey, 49 in Salinas, and we are at 56 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 10:06 and 48 seconds on this Saturday, March 6, 2010. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, we have nothing to report at this time, but you can call me at 475-1080 if you have something to report. Up next, we've got the Saturday special. MZ's out, but Glenn Fisher's in. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I am Nikki James.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, Central Coast, Monterey Bay. My name is Glenn. I'm in for MZ today on this kind of overcast, a little bit dreary day here on the Central Coast. We have an incredible guest coming right up. His name is Gerald Celente. You know that name, Gerald Celente? He's a future caster. So I would say call all your friends and let them know to tune in to AM 1080 KSCO.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Oh, you can run some music for a little while anyway. Okay, there we go. So, are we going to get him on the phone? What happened? He dropped off? Nikki is dialing him up right now. His name is Gerald Celente, and you may have heard him if you are a Coastie like I am, someone who listens to Coast AM. And he's also been a guest on Alex Jones. And he's one of these very intelligent, very articulate prognosticators, someone who is, a future caster And I had the opportunity. I was just notified yesterday that I would be filling in for Michael. And I didn't have anything really prepared for today. So I said, oh, I got a great idea. I'm going to call Gerald Celente and see if he wants to be on. That's 845. Yep. We got some behind the scenes workings going on right now, but anyway, I want to ask him all about his trends research, and we'll talk about it. So let's see, are we gonna get him on the radio? Nikki's dialing behind the scenes. Sorry, I'm somewhat unprepared at 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. Those of you who've heard me before know I like talking about things not from a left wing or right wing perspective, but looking at things from a, you know, grand conspiratorial sense. And okay, so it looks like we have him here. Let me see if I hit air twice, air and air, and let me go like this. Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming to our phones. And I don't know how familiar you are with AM 1080 KSCO. Probably not too familiar, considering you live back east.
No, that's right. I don't know much about it at all.
Well, we're a 10,000-watt radio station. We cover very well the central coast of California, the Monterey Bay, and that includes Silicon Valley. And we can be heard on, during the daytime anyway, 1080 can, as far south as Bakersfield, California, and as far north as Sacramento, California, and, all up and down the central coast.
Oh, wonderful.
And, we are, during the week, a Rush Limbaugh affiliate and a Coast to Coast affiliate. And I was just telling the audience, I don't know how we lost you, but, in the introduction, I was, mentioning how much I love listening to Coast to Coast and how excited I get every time you come on as a guest.
Well, thank you. That's kind of you.
And one of my friends is Lisa Lyon, who's the...
Oh, sure.
And I always tell her every time we talk how great it is when George has Alex and yourself on as guests. And I think between you and Alex, you guys are the best guests that he has on the show.
Well,
and
thanks.
I wish they would have you on even more, and I always tell her that.
Well, thank you. Actually, I was on Alex's show yesterday.
In fact, I heard you on Alex's show yesterday. Now, we have two stations here. Michael's Whirling owns the big station. This one is a 10,000-watt station with Rush Limbaugh and Coast to Coast. And then a sister station, which is a 1,000-watter, and Michael runs Alex Jones opposite Rush Limbaugh on AM 1340 KOMY. And that's gone quite well. He's been on for, I'd say, pretty close to a year right now on 1340 KOMY. And he also repeats Alex Jones's show in the evening before Coast to Coast on AM 1080. And so definitely this audience is more hip than most audiences. And one of the things I want to talk to you about, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about, but one of the things I do want to talk to you about is talk radio. We here are what Rush Limbaugh likes to call us is the left coast. But in fact, Santa Cruz is a very enlightened place. We have the University of California, Santa Cruz here. We have a lot of hippies here, to be frank. I mean, for lack of a better word, I mean, I don't think they're called hippies today, but back in the 60s, they were considered anti-establishment people who grew their hair long and smoked weed. Now, a lot of these same people are running, you know, their own organic gardens here. The climate is perfect for it. And also, many people here in Santa Cruz, we're only about 25 minutes away from Google, from Yahoo, Apple, eBay, all these companies. So a lot of these people who are innovators in the world of technology live here in Santa Cruz. So it's a very, very hip environment. And I like to think of myself in some way as a typical Santa Cruzan, as very anti-establishment, thinking out of the box, and not, you know, just believing the poop that comes across the CNN or the Fox or whatever it is. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, because I know the audience is going to really appreciate what you have to say.
Well, thank you.
I understand you just got back from Chile.
Yes, I was in the earthquake. We arrived on Thursday afternoon, and it struck at 3 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, about 3:30 a.m., and I was on the 14th floor of the Crown Plaza Hotel when it happened, myself and a colleague. We were making a South American tour on a fact-finding mission, Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile. And Chile was the last stop. And it was a lot. It was a lot to know about, to learn, and to understand. One of the top trends, and I'm assuming that my staff sent you a trends journal.
Yes, they did. And I have it here right in front of me.
And that went out to our subscribers on January 13th. And one of the top trends for 2010 is neo-survivalism. And neo-survivalism, it's more than, you know, going to the hills with AK-47s and pork and beans.
Right.
It's how to survive what's coming about, whether it's going to be more terror strikes, which we're forecasting, food shortages, economic meltdowns, banks closing, crime waves. This stuff, I have to tell you, the biggest load of garbage being sent out there, being dumped on the American minds, is that as unemployment continues to escalate, as the economic standard of living continues to decline, there's not going to be a rise in crime. There are no statistics to validate that. That's what they say. You have to really be stupid to believe that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Bronx guy. And my saying is, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Whether it's flying your plane into the IRS or blowing out whoever you want to because you're suicidal, you have nothing going on in life. So as we're in this hotel and it starts to sway, well, first what happened is about 3 a.m., Santiago, the streets, the sidewalks, it's the funniest thing. There's dogs sleeping all over the place. Middle right. of the day, they're just stretched out. They're lying all over the place.
So this is before the earthquake?
This is before the earthquake.
Okay.
So that night, you know, I woke up, my pal and I, to howlings of dogs. You know how they say that the animals
Absolutely.
Are the first to sense it?
Absolutely.
So, you know, it goes into my mind, and I'm saying to myself, you know, these dogs are so docile. You know, I guess at night, you know, they become a different animal. And I didn't think anything of it. Then several minutes later, there was a tremor. And I jumped out of bed, and my friend said, "You think it's over?" I said, "I'm out of here." And I put on my shoes. I put on a pair of pants, loafers, and I grabbed my coat. As I grabbed my coat, all hell broke loose. The television came flying off the shelf. The drawers, the building swaying. We're on the 14th floor. Plaster coming down. The lights are out. The lights go out. Lamps are falling. I head for the stairwell. The only thing I heard in the stairwell, this went off in 90 seconds, this swaying, by the way.
So you got a little warning first, a little tremor first?
A little tremor, but only for a brief, you know, maybe 7 seconds. It was that quick. By the time all I had on was my pants and shoes, and I went for my jacket, and that's when it broke, you know. So at the time it took me to get out of bed and do that. And as I'm going down the stairs, the only thing I heard was somebody coming down the stairs above me, and they were praying in Spanish. And my pal behind me, the point being, we got down 14 flights of stairs. It had to be, we estimate, about 3 minutes.
Right.
There was nobody in front of us. There was nobody else in the stairwell. And then we went outside. Then we were confronted by marauding gangs, 30, 40 strong, running down the streets, knocking over, mugging everybody. This is Latin America, 3:30 in the morning on a Saturday. And it's not, forget the things they tell you about, you know, Chile doing so well. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are doing a lot better than they used to, but a lot of people aren't doing so great at all. I mean, there are terrible slums around there. And they're loose.
For a minute, when you were running down the stairwell and around and around and around each floor, did the idea of September 11th enter your mind of people running down, trying to escape the Twin Towers?
No, the only thing that went in my mind, there was a brief moment when I knew I could die. I said, you know, this could be it. And it was a funny feeling. It was between an anger and a disappointment. I don't know how to explain it. But we're both close combat martial artists.
Right.
And we're survivalists. I, you know, you talk about things going slow motion. For me, it was one speed. It was one fast speed, not over speed, not under speed. Everything seemed to be just the right speed.
Right.
And after we got away from, you know, we made ourselves very scarce when we saw these marauding gangs running down the streets. We went back to behind the gates of the hotel in Santiago, and then people started dribbling out, you know, bit by bit by bit. But in the first several minutes, there were only a handful of us. I'm going to say about five or six. you know, coming from different locations in the hotel behind the gates. And the next day I started interviewing people. And what they told us was some people, ran into the bathroom and hid in the bathtub. Other people thought they would be safe by standing under a doorway. Others called the front desk or waited for their tour guides. Others huddled under the desk.
Mm-hmm.
I went down 14 flights of stairs and there was no one in front of me. The point that I'm making is that when panic strikes and danger presents itself, most people are going to perish.
They're just going to stay. They're going to be frozen in fear.
Right. And they're looking for other people to be their hero. You're your hero. It's like if you're in an airplane, for instance, and all of a sudden oxygen goes out, you have a child with you. Well, you grab that oxygen mask first.
Right.
You save yourself, then you save the kid, because you're useless without it if you put the oxygen mask on the kid. And this is close combat. And I'm saying this because this was one of the top trends of 2010. People better start thinking in survival mode. The systems are crashing. There's nobody there to help you. I mentioned, I grew up in the Bronx in Yonkers. I used to go to Coney Island, Palisades Amusement Park. I know what a freak show looks like. And it's a freak show out there. Anybody that thinks Bush, Obama, Clinton, Pelosi, Bonner, Shelby, you think these people are going to lead you and save your life? You better grow up, Jack,
right.
Schwarzenegger, the rest of them. Nobody's going to look out for you. You're on your own. But the other point of neo-survivalism is after we saved ourselves, then we sent out an alert to our attackproof.com network. And John Perkins, the Grand Master, sent out a global SOS, two black belts trapped in Santiago.
There's so much more I want to talk to you about than this chili. So, well, just one last thing about chili.
The point is that people need to be a part of a community.
How did you end up getting out of there?
That's what I'm saying. We started then getting all these emails coming into us. Chile has great wireless service, so the internet was still up. And this is the point that I'm making. You need to be a part of a community. And what happened was then we started getting from all over the world advice coming in. And we had contacts in Chile to give us money and lodging. We had direct contacts to high-level officials at the American Embassy. And one person said, get out of there as quick as you can. Get a car. Rent a car. Get a driver. Gave us some instructions on how to get one. And go to Mendoza, Argentina. And then take a flight out from Mendoza back to Buenos Aires.
And that's what you did.
And that's what we did. So what people need to do during these times, this is just a story about me, but it's a story about everything. It's about if America's going to get back to itself, to be the country that we all want it to be, we first have to start from the grassroots. We have to build our community. We have to buy local. We have to support
America. Grow our own crops.
We grow our crops. We buy our goods. It's all connected.
Think local first.
This is just a tangential story that shows the importance of the network, of the community, and about survival.
Hey, I think you'd love Santa Cruz because we are a very local-minded community. And, you know, most communities across the United States look the same. You got a Jack in the Box, a McDonald's, and all the strips on the strip. You know, look the same. All the different stores on the strip look the same. You could be anywhere in the United States. Santa Cruz proper, not so much Santa Cruz County, but the city of Santa Cruz is very unique. A lot of homespun businesses, not a lot of chains, and I think the people here are very community oriented and definitely prefer to spend local first.
And that's the way the country goes back to how we need to be a thriving community. You go back to the model when it worked the best. I'm in my 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around. I know what it looked like. And it was about Main Street, not Wall Street. There was no Walmart.
We have to get back
there.
You
went to mom and pops. There were no factory farms. It was family farms. When that was the model, we were the most egalitarian nation on earth.
We've got to get back there. We've got to find a way back there. The previous show, Michael Olson, he was just doing a talk show.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
And, yeah. Oh, you know him then.
Oh, I know of him.
Oh,
I know
okay.
His work.
Yeah,
sure.
He was doing a show on this very station, sitting in the same chair I'm sitting in now. He does his show directly from the station, even though it's syndicated. And he was talking about Monsanto and about they come in and they infiltrate the farms with their genetically modified seed, and then they turn around and sue the farmer, saying we own that seed.
I know.
And that's I guess.
But it's that at every level. And so for the country to now with now that it's Wall Street, Walmart, and factory farm, the gap between the rich and the poor in the United States is the widest of any of the industrialized nations. So this is a time for survivalism, a rebirth in other ways as well. And it's neo-survivalism, as you were mentioning. For example, we're in a very rural, we're in the Hudson Valley, mm-hmm. the foothills of the Catskills. And we have a building in uptown Kingston, which was the capital of New York State. There are more buildings from the 16 and 1700s here than anywhere else in the country. And we have an old building from the 1901, a big old building. And we're putting a roof garden up next year. And we're becoming totally off the grid and self-sustaining as much as we can.
That's great. That's absolutely great. So, okay, let me give you a little background about me. I'm just filling in on the weekends. I'm not a full-time talk show host. I was a very big mover and shaker in the radio industry in the 90s. I owned a company called Fisher Entertainment, which I sold in 2001. Since then, I've been sort of retired, but, you know, freelancing as a talk show host. But now I definitely want to get back into the industry. And what I did was I syndicated back then a variety of different talk shows, but most of them were water cooler talk. This was before September 11th, before the economic crisis. It was a much different time in the 90s. And what I was trying to do was bring FM-style talk, Howard Stern-style talk, to the mainstream radio stations. I was somewhat successful. As I said, I was able to sell my company. But now I've got my eye on the future. And since you are a trends forecaster, I wanted to tap your brain for a little bit. And I wanted to ask you about the possibility of what the future holds for talk shows. And possibly I'm interested in syndicating a new talk show. And for a moment, let me talk. What is popular right now? I'm sure you're familiar with Talkers Magazine and the New Media Seminar.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know.
Michael Harrison.
Yeah, I know him for years.
Right. So, okay.
He'll tell you how bad the business is.
Well, I look at Talkers Magazine, and and with all love to Michael Harrison, I think he's a great guy. I cringe every time I open that magazine and every time I look around and see the state of American media. And everywhere you go is Sean Hannity. And every time I see that face, I want to throw up. Sean Hannity particularly, Limbaugh not so much. At one time when Limbaugh first came on the radio, I had a lot of respect for him because at that time he was a trailblazer and he was irreverent and outrageous and definitely a trailblazer. You can't deny it. Now he's just part a cog in the mainstream. So we don't have to talk about Limbaugh. Beck is a total phony, and he is. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with him. But he's a complete propagandist. But why? First of all, these people are so successful and so popular. Hannity, Limbaugh, Beck, and the whole neocon philosophy. They've seemed to be able to hypnotize frustrated Americans, hardworking John Doe taxpayers who are stuck in traffic on their way home, and they need somebody to be angry at, and they're angry at Obama. And Hannity in particular has successfully channeled that frustration, the frustration from all the things that you know so well and articulate so well that are going on with our economic system, with everything, you know, that's all fucked, the way this whole country is going right now and all the problems with it. They've been able to use use this as a catalyst to get people to blame the Democrats and use the two-party system as an ideal, you know, solution to a lot of our frustrations. Now, in reality, you and I both know, and, you know, not many people know about Alex Jones. He's not on the radio in most places. If you happen to know him from the internet, you happen to know him. If you happen to be someone who stays up at night like myself and listens to Coast and has heard of you and Alex Jones, then you're the select few. Most people are living in this flatland universe, in this two-dimensional universe where everything is left-wing, right-wing, Sean Hannity on the left, Barack Obama, or Sean Hannity on the right, Barack Obama on the left. So What I'm thinking about in terms of trends for the future is somebody has got to step up and be a catalyst for a new way of thinking beyond the left-wing, right-wing paradigm, someone who can articulate many of the same points that you make, the same points that Alex Jones makes, but somebody who can deliver the message. Now, I love Alex Jones, and I think he's a brave, patriotic American, and we should all take our hat off to him. Now, that being said, being a syndicator, somebody who's made a considerable success in the radio business, I know that there's some problems with Alex Jones, his delivery, his demeanor. He is extremely negative, and again, I enjoy listening to him. I agree with what he has to say. I don't think he's the catalyst. I don't think he's the Pied Piper who's going to save us, only because he has a very harsh delivery and a very negative demeanor on the air. And there is a saying, and you may or may not agree with it, but you attract a lot more bees with honey than with vinegar. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So in my opinion, we need to find someone, and I want to do this. I want to find somebody who can deliver the message, who can be passionate, and someone who can break through the stranglehold that the corporate media has, but at the same time, somebody who is going to be a uniter and somebody who's going to be a positive influence and a positive force. And I want to know, from your perspective, do you think this could be? Do you think there is a possibility for it? Because I know where you think things are headed, because I've listened to you quite a bit. And I'm wondering, you know, what are our alternatives? Is there a plan B? Is there a possibility that that these scenarios can turn out a little bit differently, maybe a little bit more positive? I really was encouraged by Jesse Ventura and his show, The Conspiracy Theory. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that TV show.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, he had a TV show on True TV, Jesse Ventura did, about conspiracy theories. I'm surprised you didn't check it out.
No, I didn't.
Gerald, do you think it's possible that there's somebody who's going to be able to step up?
Well, again, this is the whole thing. It has to be, first of all, on Alex Jones. I think if Alex Jones was on, had a slot and space given equal to a Hannity or a Glenn Beck, Alex Jones would blow these guys out of the water, and he'd have a huge audience and a huge following. And I understand what you're saying about the other elements of it. And as far as the honey and this and that, yes and no, because you see the antics of these other people. They're propagandists, as you mentioned, particularly Limbaugh and Hannity. The public is looking for something different. What happens is, and you're right on spot, spot on with the right and left. You look what happened with Air America. They're Obama apologists. Obama's out Bush. Let's call a spade a spade. We have more troops in Afghanistan than ever before. This guy wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, I have friends in Norway. I wrote to them. I said, what is Norway Orwell spelled backwards? They're bombing, and they sent three times the amount of cruise Predator missiles into Pakistan than Bush did in his last 3 years. You know, it goes on and on and on. And our rights, whether it's wiretapping, habeas corpus, rendition, they're being abrogated under Obama levels and being codified that Bush put into practice and beyond. And the left-wing media, you know, they're the apologists. I call them, you know, the wimpocrats. You give them every showing of how Obama's outbushing Bush, and they hit you with a string of, well, give him time. Oh, he only could do so much. Oh, I'm sick of this.
But you know,
yes, there is a new way.
Right.
And of course there are. But the problem is that the major media is not going to put it on. I'm on the major media. I've been on everybody.
Right. So they put you on. They put George Norrie.
They put me on now and then.
And they also put on Jesse Ventura.
They won't put me on all the time.
Jesse Ventura was sponsored by Geico, and he was on True TV, which I believe is owned by Time Warner. And the fact of the matter is, if there's enough demand for it, history has shown that there will be, I think...
Well, there is. The time is right for it. There's no question about it.
Let's go back to the 1960s, okay? You know, John Lennon, may he rest in peace, was definitely an icon of a generation.
The time
and he
is
was
right
political.
For change.
He used...
We're looking for a renaissance. That's what we've been writing about. It's in that Trends Journal. Right now, in chaos, anything could be formed. Chaos is not a negative word.
So you say there can be, we can find another talk show host.
We can find more than a talk show host, TV shows. We're going to be launching.
I think it's going to be a talk show. I think a talk radio host is going to hopefully lead us in the right direction. And you know, as much as
again, it's not about a leader. And what we make clear all the time is we don't tell anybody what to think. And nobody tells us. The motto of the Trends Research Institute is think for yourself. We look at the data that's available. If people have other data and add it up differently, great. If you have data that we don't have, we'd like to look at it. This is our analysis of the data. What these other people do is they tell you how to think. This is what I believe. This is what I want. This is what I like. I don't care. This is what we see. This is our diagnosis. Like it or not, knock yourself out. We're political atheists. We don't take a position on anything. You go to a doctor, you get a diagnosis. The doctor's not left-wing, white, right-wing, conservative, or liberal. It's what it is. And that's what we need. We need what it is and let the people make up their own mind.
To me, it's so frustrating to see how many people rally behind Sean Hannity.
But because these are the people that call the front desk when the earthquake hits. These are the people that wait for the tour guides. This is the point that I'm trying to make, and the purpose of that story is that when danger strikes, whether it's going to be terror, economic meltdown, no matter what it is, most are going to perish because they're waiting to follow the leader.
Okay, I got a few more questions, and I wanted to also invite callers. This is Gerald Salente, and Gerald, you have a newsletter called the Trends Journal. Is that correct?
That's right.
The Trends Journal. And before I let you go, I'm going to give you a couple opportunities to plug it. Why don't you take one opportunity right now?
What we do is we look at what the future is going to bring, the best of our analysis, so people are prepared for what's coming. To go into the future blind doesn't make any sense. And where do you get information about the trends that are shaping tomorrow? You don't get them anywhere. And we've been doing this since 1980. As you well know, I'm an author of a number of books.
Right.
Our track record is there for everyone to look at, and we'll put it
and
up.
And you have a website?
It's trendsresearch.com.
So that's Gerald Salente, and our phone numbers here are 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And we're going to take your calls, and we're going to allow you to pick the brain of Gerald Salente, who's a trends and future forecaster. But while the phone lines are filling up, I'm going to ask you some questions here. First of all, what about censoring the Internet? How will it be done? Can it be done? And do you think that they're going to be able to silence people like Alex Jones?
They're doing it now. You keep seeing on and on every day, every day, every day. More fear being instilled upon people about the fear of cyber attacks and how the Homeland Security is now monitoring more and more information. Whether it's a false flag event,
but I mean, I could get Alex Jones's podcast. At what point am I not going to be able to listen to Alex Jones? Do you see that happening in the next year or two?
Yes, it could definitely happen.
Well, it could. Look what happened. But do you think it's going to happen?
It will happen if a number of circumstances occur that could permit it. For example, we're forecasting Terror 2010. The United States is involved in many wars around the world. And again, no matter what position you take, and again, being political atheists, if you agree going to Afghanistan, you agree staying in Iraq, if you agree bombing Pakistan, and then if you're one of those folks that want to bomb Iran, knock yourself out. Expect blowback. So let's be adults here for a second. Let's suppose you're a Pakistani, and your family lives in the Swat Valley south of North Waziristan. And they're being killed because of a proxy war that has caused more refugees since Rwanda, as many refugees as since the Rwandan crisis in 1994. And your family's been killed, your village has been destroyed, and you want to seek revenge. You think you're going to do it? Well, there are over 200,000 Pakistanis living in this country. You don't have to belong to an organization. You just have to have a lot of revenge in you. It's as old as the Old Testament, an eye for an eye. So we're looking at terror. If there's a terror strike in the United States, let's go back to 2001. Bush was one of the most unpopular presidents before 9/11 that this country's ever known. All of a sudden, 92% of the people were ready to invade Afghanistan. And, you know, on my trip to South America, I took my notes with me from 9/11. I was writing every day. And I was writing things like, the United States demanded that Afghanistan turn over Osama bin Laden. Afghanistan responded, the Taliban government at the time, we will turn him over if you could provide us with proof. The response from George Bush was, and this is a paraphrase but very close to it, this is no time to negotiate. We want him and we want him now. And I would say if this was, you know, if it was a bystander, hey, now wait a minute. These people are saying they're willing to turn him over. Show them some proof. Well, then the next week, Colin Powell goes on TV. It's there for everybody to watch. We're going to show the world clear-cut proof that Osama bin Laden was responsible for 9/11. We ever get it? No. But the people, 92% of the people, Bush's, that's what his ratings were. So they could create that kind of a situation.
You think 9/11 was
They could create that kind of a situation now with Iran or something else, and they'll say that for the security of the people of the United States, we have to now take over the internet. These cells are going on, and they're using the internet to hot.
Do you think 9/11 was in any way, shape, or form, an inside job?
My feeling is that for me, what I saw is what it was.
Got it. So you don't want to.
What I saw. What I saw was what it was, because I had been writing about this for years. Google my name up, Salenti.
Right.
Go to USA Today, December 14th, 2000, 9 months before 9/11. The headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. A wave of anti-Americanism is sweeping the globe, and Americans aren't going to be safe at home or abroad.
So
I look at it as foreign policy.
So you believe that there were terrorists who were angry at the United States?
Yes, people
planes in
the
building.
Want to
do you
get
think
even.
Those Do you think those buildings were rigged for demolition beforehand?
I don't know.
Neither
I
do
don't,
I.
I'm
agnostic as you are on that. Okay, let's take a call. We have Joe from Carmel. Joe, you dialed 479-1080 to be on the radio with Gerald Salente. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm very interested with all these crises, what your opinion is of buying precious metals in the physical form, especially silver as opposed to gold. And I wonder what you think of the rumors that the gold market is being manipulated to hold the price down, including rumors of counterfeit gold bars.
Great. I encourage you to go to our website, trendsresearch.com, hit the forecast page, and look at our forecast for gold. In December of 2001, we call the bottom of gold. I've been buying gold since that time. I buy gold coins, I buy for possession, and I buy my IRAs or in ETFs. I believe that the markets are being totally manipulated and that only a child wouldn't believe that this whole game isn't rigged. Whether it's dark pools, whether it's inside trading, whether it's the hyper trading that they're doing, whatever it might be, the latest stories about George Soros and others manipulating, betting against the euro, it's a rigged game. Madoffs, ripoffs, that's all it is. High frequency trading, that's the name I was thinking
about. Would you say the same about silver and palladium and platinum?
The whole market, everything is being manipulated.
Okay, with that in mind.
I'm a believer in gold. We're forecasting gold 2000.
Okay.
I'm also a believer of holding possession. Not to put it into banks, because if there is a crisis that we're looking for, the high probability is they're going to call a bank holiday. When 9/11 happened, and I was prepared for it, the first thing I did, one of the first things was I called Fleet Bank to get my money out of my CDs and to have it wire transferred to my local bank. And they wouldn't do it because they told me CDs are financial instruments traded on Wall Street, and Wall Street's closed. So I couldn't get any cash. I was ready to head to Canada. I live in upstate New York, about 2 hours north of Ground Zero. And there's the Indian Point nuclear power plant between me and Ground Zero. And I don't know if they're going to whack that thing because I just saw the Pentagon in flames. So I'm ready to get out of here, and you couldn't get your money. This time they're going to call a bank holiday, we believe. Holiday, nothing. What they're going to do is you're not going to be able to get your money out, and then when you do get it out, it will be devalued.
So what will happen to your gold ETFs?
I might lose those.
Okay.
But I have, that's why I said I have to, you know, look, I'm a businessman. I have to, you know, I have tax things I have to take care of. So you take a risk, but I also have possession.
Joe, I'm going to let you go because we're a little pressed for time. I just want to ask you one follow-up, and then we have more callers. Are you familiar with somebody by the name of Robert Prechter?
Oh, sure, the Prechter.
Okay,
yeah.
So what Robert Prechter is saying, just for those of you know what he's saying, but for listeners who don't know who he is, he in the age-old inflation versus deflation argument, Robert Prechter is arguing for deflation. And he is basically saying that those in control will use the power that they have to create a credit implosion. We had the derivatives bubble. We had the derivatives implosion. These people, whether they're Goldman Sachs, the JP Morgans, or the Federal Reserve, have the ability to create artificially credit contractions and demand for dollars. And that's what's going on right now. Now, can they make the price of gold go down? Absolutely. Will they make the price of gold go down? Well, Robert Prechter would argue that they will, and that because even though they're going to monetize and print dollars, the fact of the matter is more defaults on debt is going to create less and less dollars and more demand for them and will negate any inflationary things they do. Therefore,
okay,
the price of gold will go down.
I understand where you're going with it.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with him about the deflationary aspect. Now, here's what happened during the Great Depression when they called the bank holiday, 1933, the Emergency Banking Act. What they did was they demanded that people return their gold to the government. 10-year fine, 10-year in prison, double the fine, the amount of gold they caught you with. What was happening, there was a run on the banks because in those days you had gold certificates, dollars, you could turn your dollars into gold. And there was a run on the banks. To stop the run on the banks, they called a bank holiday, demanded that people turn in their gold, and they had to sell it to the government at $20.67 an ounce. Once they got all the gold in, they raised the benchmark to $35. That meant, yes, there was a deflationary period, but so too were your dollars devalued. That's where the gold comes in. It's not the old inflation goes up, gold goes up. It means your dollars are worth less. And that's what Prechter is missing on this,
so
as we see it.
The other thing is I've noticed, certainly since the financial crisis of 2008, there's a tremendous correlation between gold and the stock market. On days when you have tremendous sell-offs in the stock market, you see tremendous sell-offs in gold, silver, and tremendous sell-offs in silver and gold stocks. Therefore, I have to play the devil's advocate here. Why would I want to own something if you do believe, and I know you do, in a crash 2010, if the stock market's going down, why do I want to be in gold?
Why do you want to be in dollars? Going into from euros, jumping out of euros and going into dollars is like jumping out of the Titanic to go into the Lusitania. Let's look at the facts here. Let's look at the debt that the United States has. Everybody's screaming about what's going on with Greece, with their budget deficit 13 times their GDP. Yeah, well, how about the United States? Try 11 times the GDP. How about the UK? Try 12.5% times the GDP. None of this paper money is going to be worth the digital paper it's not printed on.
So do you think there's going to be another stock market crash?
There's going to be we don't know if it's going to be a stock market crash, a sovereign debt crisis, a currency crisis, but a financial crash is in the making.
And you
the
thinking
only thing, you look around the world, let's look only at the facts. Why is China still afloat and keeping up the world markets? Because they're dumping tons of money into it. Why is India still going? Stimulus. Australia, stimulus. UK, stimulus. United States, stimulus. South Korea, stimulus. Japan, stimulus.
And Gerald, and you think in the midst of this crisis that gold won't go down with the stocks and
no.
the stock market?
No, we don't at all. We're looking at gold 2000.
Got it.
And we will, again, I'm only we're not giving financial advice. I'm only telling you what I'm doing.
What you're doing, right.
And what I'm doing is I have 80% of my money in gold. I have been buying gold. I've been trading gold since 1978. And I ran the first, you know, wave up, young guy, and I know what it was for it to collapse. If gold goes down, let's say gold, what did it close at this week? 1,132 or about there. So let's say it goes down to $700, worst case scenario. You think it's worth better than that Lehman Brothers stock? Those legacy stocks like General Motors and General Electric? And remember Cisco during those great big boom days?
Got it.
Yeah,
Dave and Corlitas, you're on the air.
You end up with something.
Dave and Corlitas.
Glenn, good show. Wish you were on more often. Now, Gerald, got a question. You seem very intelligent, bright man. We're all from the East Coast here. Glenn asked you a basic question, 9/11. Now, you're very intelligent. You skated the issue of the question. Do you actually believe that some flea-bag terrorists could take out buildings? And we've been bombing the crap out of Iraq. Go on Google. Look up Iraq war pictures of children. It's devastating what we've done. Do you believe that if these people, they're taking up the shorts of the rack right now? What we've done in that country is deplorable. Yet nobody struck back yet. Why is that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What is it then?
I think it was revenge attacks, and I don't think it was the gang that couldn't shoot straight. You know, the Americans bought this whole line about, you know, a bunch of guys with box cutters. How do we know they were box cutters? You know the story. You know the box cutter story. How that started.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
There was a woman on the plane. Her name was Olson. I don't know her last name, but she was married to the Solicitor General Olson under Bush. This was the guy that, you know, that bailed Bush out of that covered him during the debacle of the Florida vote. And she cell phoned her husband. She was in the plane that ostensibly, I'm using the word ostensibly, crashed into the Pentagon. And she said there were men with box cutters. That's the story. You think I believe that line? You know, listen, I used to carry a knife with me all over the world. I'm a close combat guy. I used to go on planes all the time. You know, you could bring a lot of weapons on in the old days.
Somebody rolled
Nobody
the red carpet
knows
out
what
for
will happen.
I'm sure
And the other thing, too, this is important. And as I told you, I was reading over my 9/11 notes when I was going down to South America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the Pentagon was taken out of the news within 7 days, 8 days after 9/11? They never mentioned it again. You know what I look at this as? I look at this as the greatest military strike in modern history. The financial pillars of the United States were toppled. However they came down, I don't care. All I know is they collapsed. And I know that something hit General Headquarters. So I don't want to hear about how tough our military is. General Headquarters was whacked. By who? By how? I don't care. And that's this whole other thing. I'm sick and tired of I have to support our fighting men in uniform. These guys haven't won a war since World War II. Oh, I forgot Grenada. How did I miss that one? Oh, in the first Gulf War? No. That was the first battle of Iraq.
I'm being told by our controller here that we need to take a commercial break. Can I ask you to hold on for a moment, Gerald?
One more moment, yes.
Okay, stay right there, and we'll be back after this. Okay, everybody, it's time to think about a spring cleanup. Hello, I'm Scott Swenson of Swenson's Landscaping.
And we'll help with all the work. I'm Angela Swenson. Swenson's has served the Santa Cruz area for over 3 decades.
Which means we know our way around and get things done right, like move your dirt and plant your trees.
Develop drainage and erosion control.
Pavers for your driveways, patios, and walkways.
Low voltage illumination for landscaping.
Drip irrigation for farm or garden. We're Swenson's Landscaping on Green Valley Road in Watsonville. Call 688-6350, 688-6350, or swensonslandscaping.com.
Should we tell them about the free palm tree?
No. Just tell them to call and ask. They'll call.
Call Swenson's Landscaping and ask about your free palm tree. 688-6350. If it's outside, we Swensons love it.
This music is for dancing. Jazz Bash by the Bay, presented by Dixieland Monterey, is on the first weekend in March. March 5th, 6th, and 7th at Portola Hotel and Spa, the Conference Center, and Fisherman's Wharf. Enjoy top jazz headliners and amazing youth bands. It's a music marathon. Swing, classical jazz, zydeco, and blues. Jazz Bash by the Bay. Come on down to the waterfront in Monterey on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. Go online for tickets. Dixieland-Monterey.com.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman speaking up for the experts of electricity at Santa Cruz Electronics. Listen to what your friends and neighbors do with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Interfacing an HPLC with a mass spectrometer.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar-powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it. With the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444. That's 479-5444. Or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. You can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Hi, this is Judy DeVilbiss. I think there's something I should tell you about. Bon Soleil. That comes from the Longevity Company. It has a 30 SPF, and it's really a great sunscreen. I slather it all over myself, my face, my arms, my legs. You know what? You just can't have that harmful rays on your body. You'll end up in trouble. I mean, it could happen to anyone. Take care of yourself. So Bon Soleil sunscreen. 30 SPF. It's for you. And you know what the best part is? The Longevity Company actually has an after sun gel. Oh, you can't imagine. You come home from that hot beach or hot job, whatever. You're all sunscreened and very safe because you did use your sunscreen. So you get in the shower, you wash everything off, and then when you get out of the shower, you just slip on this wonderful sun gel. It feels fantastic. Come on, give it a try. It's Longevity. It's Dr. Joel Wallach's product, and it's good. Call 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500. Thank you.
Hey, it's MZ. I want to share some personal health information with you. Last year at this time, I was out of commission in terrible pain from kidney stones. I found out firsthand that what I had heard all my life about the indescribable pain from passing kidney stones was true. I had three different surgical procedures in as many weeks that required hospitalization and general anesthesia. I got great care from my wonderful urologist who finally declared me stone-free. Now, about a year later, unfortunately, I've got stones again, and some are even bigger than the ones I passed last year in dreadful, crippling pain, but something is very different. No pain. How can that be? Well, the one thing I can think of that I'm doing differently from last year is that now I am taking large doses, 14 a day, of the premium quality essential fatty acids, or EFAs, from Doc Wallach's company, Longevity. For years, I've heard that taking EFA supplements is vital for good health, since the body cannot manufacture these good fats. Now, from personal experience, I am a believer in the Longevity EFA supplements. Besides keeping your organs and other body parts nicely lubricated, EFAs are said to be good for your brains. Maybe it's my imagination, but I do feel smarter these days. But you tell me if you think I sound smarter with each new commercial I do. I've set up an easy website where you can go online and buy this wonderful product that I recommend you start using immediately. Go to radioefa.com. That's radioefa.com. Read about the product and purchase it online at the wholesale price of $41.50 and save 30% off the retail price as a reward for having such good taste in radio stations. Seriously, do it and start taking these EFAs regularly. And while you're there, check out Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the new great-tasting powdered drink mix that, together with EFAs, provide all the vitamin, mineral, and amino acid nutrition all of us need to feel better, be healthier, and live longer. www.radioefa.com.
Hey,
who is a fantastic guest, and we're really appreciative that he came and spent some time with us. And Joe in Santa Cruz, you called, so I'm going to give you just a minute to ask a question. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks so much. I just want to say it makes me so proud to live in Santa Cruz because this is the awesome guest you have. I just would like to ask, Gerald, what will happen, what will the effect be when California has a major earthquake, and what's the best way to prepare for California's next big earthquake? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thanks so much, guys.
When 9/11 happened, I had escape routes. I was going to go to Canada, and I looked for ways to get out of here that weren't on the main roads. And those are the kind of things to look for. And also, you know, just to stay vigilant. I mean, you know, no one could beat an act of nature if nature decides to go beyond what we could ever expect. But always to be vigilant. And I just want to follow up also what I was saying about what was going on in the military. Eisenhower, to me, was the greatest president that I've ever known in my lifetime. Five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, and two-term president, and a Republican at that. And as he's leaving office, he warns the people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of its scientists, the sweat of its laborers, and the future of its children. And anybody that would say Eisenhower was full of baloney, I would dare to see the man that would have went up to him and tell him that. Well, here's a quote from the New York Times this week, Thursday, March 4th, from Admiral Mike Mullen, who is, of course, the head of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is at the end of the story, the last two lines. He went so far as to declare, quote, U.S. foreign policy is still too dominated by the military. This is perfect empire decline,
yeah.
Fighting foreign wars while you're draining the treasury.
Absolutely. Well, you give your website one more time, and we're going to hit the Fox News, unfortunately.
Okay,
the Fox propaganda.
trendsresearch.com. That's trendsresearch.com. And we offer discounts on the Trends Journal.
KSEO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's time for the news.
Of Iraqis this week ahead of tomorrow's parliamentary elections. Major General Stephen Lanza with the multinational force in Iraq says it's bad, but it could be worse.
When you put that in context of the attacks 3 days prior to the elections in January of 2005, there was 162. In December of 2005, there was 57. In January of 2009, there was 32. So what you see here is a trend downward in violence from election to election.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown paying a surprise visit to Afghanistan.
I'm here to look at how we can get the Afghan troops, the police and the local government working better so Afghans can take more control in the future. Our role is to partner them as they make progress in taking control of their own country.
Brown also saying he wanted to say thank you to British forces serving. Both President Obama in his weekly address and the Republicans in their weekly address argued about health care reform. It was an extension of the arguing that's been persisting on Capitol Hill.
Mr. President, we'll finish the job on health care reform.
The promise of Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, but some House members have doubts the Senate will do its part. The current idea is to have the House pass the unpopular Senate bill with the promise that the Senate would later approve changes. But House members have doubts that the Senate will follow through, and leaders are looking for ways to reassure them. Meanwhile, Republicans warn Democrats against approving the Senate bill.
The American people have expressed in every way they know how they do not want the government taking over 1/7 of the American economy.
Alabama Republicans Senator Jeff Sessions says he doubts House Democrats have the votes to pull it off. On Capitol Hill, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Forecasters already warning the Midwest, get ready for flooding. They say there's so much snow on the already saturated ground that spring flooding could be epic. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Fox News Talk salutes our listeners in the Sunshine State of Florida.
Walk a tropical mile.
listening to Fox News Talk, and stay tuned as we continue our salute to the 50 states of freedom.
A reclusive world leader spotted.
The sound of a huge rally for the reopening of a factory in North Korea. The government footage showing President Kim Jong-il, believed to have recovered from a stroke in 2008. Kim is rarely seen in any contemporary setting, or for that matter, any video. It's usually just government-issued photos from military installations or farms. Some think this is a show of Kim's commitment to reverse North Korea's struggling economy. Kim reportedly did not speak at the rally. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Something smelled off at a home in northern New Jersey. When police investigated, they found thousands of pills and prescription drugs worth $5 million. The smell came from the suspects using lighter fluid to remove the labels. They try to cover up the scent of lighter fluid by simmering cinnamon. The Olympics got nothing on this winter sport.
Over 70 mushers with a team of 12 to 16 dogs leave Anchorage today for the grueling Iditarod race. The competition is 1,100 miles. The top 20 competitors finish in about 11 days. Competitors are undoubtedly going to be trying to keep up with Lance Mackey. He's won the last three Iditarods, and Rick Swenson, a veteran who's won the race five times. Not everyone is a fan of this race, like animal rights activists. Last year, six dogs died. It's the most the chief veterinarian of the race has seen in 15 years. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Courts are cracking down on jurors wise in navigating through this digital age. In San Francisco, a judge dismissed 600 potential jurors after several admitted to using the internet to research their case. In Baltimore, Mayor Sheila Dixon appealed her misdemeanor embezzlement conviction after finding five jurors friended each other on Facebook during the trial. The federal court's just now issuing new rules telling jurors they cannot use any electronic device or media for research. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I got your forecast here for the weekend. Today, we've got cloudy. Few showers is a possibility this afternoon. We're going to have a high of about 61 and light winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 43 with light winds. And Sunday, partly sunny, high of 62. West-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, south winds 5 knots, becoming east in the afternoon with wind waves less than 2 feet and a northwest swell 5 to 7 feet at 16 seconds. Tonight, north winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 5 to 7 feet at 14 seconds. And on Sunday, northeast winds 5 knots, becoming west 5 to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet and a northwest swell 4 to 6 feet at 13 seconds. KSCO King of the Hill traffic update. Nothing to update for you right now. Give me a call, 475-1080, if you got something for me. And I also have current temperatures here. Current temperature in Salinas is 51 degrees, in Watsonville 52, Monterey 55, and Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO studios, it's 59 degrees. Official time, 11:06 and 31 seconds on this Saturday, March 6, 2010. And up next, we got the second hour of the Saturday special with Glenn Fisher today, guesting for Mike. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
And you heard those phones ringing. That is 479-1080. We've got a lot to talk about. Our last hour's interview is quite a great topic.
Sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
So So this hour, it's you and me. My name is Glenn, and we have 7 minutes past 11 o'clock. We'll be talking right up into the noon hour, or actually right up until noon, and we'll be taking your calls at 479-1080. We got the board free. There's plenty of lines available if you want to call up and be on the radio and talk about Gerald Celente and his various forecasts. This guy is pretty doom and gloom. He seems to think things are going to hell in a handbasket. And if we don't get our act together, he might, in fact, be right. If present trends continue, what will it be like living in America in 2015? I would love to know what you think. 479-1080. My name is Glenn. I'm going to put you on the radio, and we're going to move through his calls as fast as possible. James in Monterey, you're on AM 1080 KSCO, thanks for dialing 479-1080 to be on the radio.
Hey, it sounds like Gerald Celente was kind of cowardly bugging out of America during an attack going to Canada. It's first priority. Instead of staying here and seeing if this country may need help.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with that. I personally see a lot of people these days talking about going to Belize or Costa Rica. Seems to be a lot of people here in Santa Cruz that love Costa Rica for some reason. I personally think you do too?
Yeah, I love Costa Rica.
I mean, personally, if I'm going to buy a second, everyone's talking about buying a second property in Costa Rica, buying a second property in Belize. If I want to buy a second property, I want it to be here in the United States. Because when the proverbial dung hits the fan, I want to be here fighting for my country and for my people. Because if everyone that's good and everyone that's brave leaves America when America needs them most, then those people are not going to be here, and America will fall. Like Gerald was saying, most people will cower in their rooms. They won't know what to do, and they'll be frightened and into being still. And that's not what we need. We need people to speak up. We need people to take risks, take chances. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the only spokesmen we have right now are people like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck, neocons who support propaganda and the right-wing, left-wing paradigm, which is not what we need. That's not the answer.
Good enough.
That's all you got to say?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. We've got free lines available right now at 479-1080, 479-1080. And it is me, Glenn, taking your calls. And so, you know, basically, let's see what we have to talk about. What is next? What is next for America? Where are we going? And will we be censoring the internet? Now, that is a topic to talk about. There's one of Obama's staffer. He is a big proponent of censoring the internet. His name is Cass Sunstein. And in a 2008 academic paper, he's the appointee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Cass Sunstein advocated cognitive infiltration of groups that advocate conspiracy theories like the ones surrounding 9/11. Cass Sunstein, who is a Harvard law professor, co-wrote an academic article entitled Conspiracy Theories, Causes and Cures, in which he argued that the government should stealthily infiltrate groups that pose alternative theories on historical events. And this man also is advocating the outright censorship of the internet. And he's promoting something called the Internet Fairness Doctrine. So what we really need to worry about is the clamping down on free speech. Very important. One day, hopefully not, but one day you may wake up and you won't hear me on the radio because what I have to say, if it's maybe if I believe 9/11 was an inside job, which I'm not 100% sure about, but I certainly think there's a smoking gun to that effect, that maybe I won't be able to be on the radio anymore, and maybe someone like Alex Jones won't be able to be on the internet anymore. Well, we have precious time. Precious little time to get these things changed and worked out. And without speaking up and speaking out, your freedoms, if you don't use them, you will lose them. So 479-1080, if you want to use your freedom, what's left of it, to call in and talk and be on the radio, like Ryan in Pacific Grove did. Ryan, thanks for calling AM 1080 KSCO.
Hey, I just tuned in. I just wanted to let you know that 9/11 was an inside job. And I just want to let you know that a lot of things on the internet, not mainly internet, but most things on television and the media is a lie. And
I agree with you on that. I think Fox and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck.
Terrible.
And Rush Limbaugh. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, when he first came out, he was quite a novelty. But
yeah,
I think he quickly folded in as he became successful and popular to the corporate establishment media, and he does what they tell him to now.
Well, what I want to tell you, I don't know if you're familiar with the 2012, what's going on, actually. The truth about that is that there's a planet X called Nibiru that's coming. It comes around every 3,600 years. And there's all these signs all over the planet, all over the place. But the government keeps this from us, what's actually information about 2012. And they don't want people to quit their jobs and all this stuff. They want people to keep working and paying their taxes. So everything is just hidden from the public. And
what's going to happen in 2012, Ryan?
Well, actually, what's really going on, you're actually seeing signs of what's happening from this planet coming closer. The whole, like, polar shifts that are happening, the actual ice caps are melting right now because of this Planet X is actually coming closer to us. It's called Planet Nimbaru. That's what it's called. That's why you're seeing global warming. It's not actually what Al Gore says. It's not people doing it. It's a planet coming closer. It's taking all the magnetic field. It's kind of throwing the magnetic field away from Earth. And it's throwing everything off, and that's why you get earthquakes, and that's why there's more and more earthquakes.
Now, where is this planet X? Is it part of our solar system or different?
It's always been part of our solar system, but it comes every 3,600 years. It comes in an oval shape. Every 3,600 years, when it comes around Earth, it goes right around Earth, and that's why Notre Dame has predicted a planet coming by 2012, but it's not going to hit. And that's why you see Albert Einstein predicting polar shifts coming by 2012.
Are you a coastie like me? Are you into Coast to Coast AM? Oh, you would love that show. With George Norrie, comes on this very station Monday through Friday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
I just wanted to tell you, though, that the whole 9/11 thing is an inside job, and that's not the first one that's ever happened. But the whole thing like Pearl Harbor, a lot of these, it's just another con is what they're doing. Is they tell the public that, there's a terrorist attack, someone's trying to come into, invade our country and bomb us or whatever. And then that gets, war. And then they pay for it on both sides. You know, they supply both sides of the army with ammunition. And then they're making trillions of dollars off it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're making trillions of dollars off war. They're depopulating the world is what they're doing. They're killing people and they're making money. That's exactly what
you know what, Ryan, I like you and I agree with you. I don't know about the planet stuff, but I think you're really onto something, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, it's science.
Man. Thanks for calling. Martha in Watsonville, you dialed 479-1080, and now you're on the radio. Thanks for calling and being on KSCO.
Hello?
Yes, Martha, you're on the air.
I'm not a real high-tech person, and when you go into all the internet and all that stuff, but and you're hearing it down in Salinas here, where they're saying the police are pleading with the churches to help them bring order. When people start knowing that they have to live by the 12 commandments and Jesus is the Savior, and I'm not coming on here and as evangelist, but Mother Teresa, many people know her of her. She said, when a mother will take her child's life, what can people expect of the natural and things happening? It is men marrying men, Sodom and Gomorrah times. There is a speaker now in Sacramento that is confessing he's married to a man.
That doesn't bother me. I appreciate your call.
When our government,
you're not my kind of caller.
Well, you're not my kind of show.
All right. Well, goodbye. All right. I don't agree with right wing. Ideologues who want to preach morality. And look, if gays want to get married, it's fine with me. You disagree? I'm not going to. You want to be on the air, that's fine. But it's not really the kind of show we're doing. Richard in Pacific Grove, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, bud. It's the first time I've called.
Go right ahead.
You know who Keith Oberlin is, right?
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
You know who Keith Oberlin is?
Yes, Keith Oberlin, of course.
Yeah, now, he's a pretty hateful guy, isn't he?
I don't know about hateful, but I certainly don't agree with him or his ilk.
Okay. Well, that goes on the liberal side. You're talking about Sean Hannity. Can you?
Yeah, no. I mean, liberal, conservative, it's all the same. Whether you're an Oberman or any of these people. Hey, look, I like Jon Stewart because he's funny. However, Jon Stewart and Bill Maher are both proponents of the same elite system that we have that Sean Hannity promotes. I mean,
okay,
just
well,
like Obama is Bush light or Bush dark, if you want to call him that.
Okay, just so you understand, you didn't mention any of those people. You just mentioned Sean.
You're right. No, they're on the they're on the left side. Rachel Maddow is another one. Randy Rhodes. Anyone? You know, I agree with you there.
Yeah. What your guest was trying to tell you is we got to get beyond that stuff. You see.
And I agree too.
If we keep fighting amongst ourselves, nothing's going to get done. If you really believe that there is a big guy up there, then the big guy is keeping us fighting against each other. You understand? So if you're going to say something bad about the right, say something bad about the left.
I agree with you.
Everybody will pay attention.
I completely agree with you, and I appreciate you calling in, 479-1080. Anything else? All right. We have Marshall in Santa Cruz. Marshall, you dialed 479-1080 to be on the radio. By the way, if you want to call in, we have lines available, and we'll let you on and off real quick to be on the radio. Marshall, go ahead.
Hey, it's all these people that think that they know the truth or they have it all figured out. What's going to happen in 2012, why everything's happening. How many people could forecast the future in the past?
Nobody.
Thank you very much. I guess your guest is gone. I took a time out here since the top of the hour. But how could that guy not know who Jesse Ventura was if he listens to Alex Jones?
I know. I definitely... was a little shocked by that. Have you seen Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory television show?
No, I have one station and I never watch it.
Do you get cable TV?
No, okay. I listen to the radio.
Good for you, good for you. Hey, you know what?
I'm definitely a Norianite.
Me too, I'm a coastie. That's what they call us.
Okay. I think I just made that up. But how obvious is all this if... you can't see what's happening in China, and they're doing exactly what we did before World War II was a big industrial mega production. And they have everything. We gave it all away to them. And how can anyone in charge just sit by and let that happen and
Bill Clinton
and watch us fall?
Yeah, it was Clinton administration where the nuclear secrets went over to China. I mean, basically, I think personally that there is a conspiracy, and I don't think conspiracy is a dirty word, and it doesn't make
it's
me a
obvious.
There's a conspiracy.
NAFTA,
there's definitely a conspiracy.
China, yeah.
There's a conspiracy to create a global one world order. And
Bush number one. I couldn't believe it. I was probably in my 20s when Bush number one came on and said, a new world order. It's like, man,
and the only way they're
going to
do that, the only way they're going to do that is by consolidating power. And that's what it's all about. It's happening in so many different fields, whether it's the financial field or the military field or commerce in the case of China. You know, they want to divorce the people from the mode of production. So, in other words, there was a time when you could actually see something being built in your own community and you could buy it. There was a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. You grew something, you ate it, you sold some to your neighbor.
There was a tool and die industry.
Now what they want to do is they want to divorce the population from the mode and the means of production. So therefore, everything we buy, everything we need comes from somewhere else. And the world economy is...
Can't take care of yourself no more.
Right. Everything is interdependent. And as long as there's that interdependence, things can be controlled by a central force. That's basically what's going on. Marshall, I appreciate your call.
Hey, wait, I have one more for you that's a really obvious conspiracy theory.
All right, go for it, man.
The chemtrails.
Okay, what about them?
Ever since the 60s, I've been watching airplanes, and I know what a contrail and a chemtrail is. I'm looking out my window in downtown Santa Cruz, and when it's been cloudy for a long time, but when they start spraying... It's obvious. They spray in the morning. They don't spray in the afternoon. It turns into overcast. And How come they only spray certain times a day, or how come the contrails or chemtrails?
There's definitely something fishy going on, and you know, I know they're spraying chemicals up there. I know the light brown apple moth was not a risk, and I know that they were not disclosing to the people of Santa Cruz who they were spraying over their homes what the inert ingredients were in this product that they were spraying over our heads.
They won't release what they're doing. I'd say it's probably some kind of global warming. It's chilling the world.
Sure, so Al Gore and his ilk can make a bunch of money on the carbon tax situation. Thank you so much, Marshall. 479-1080, Barry from Aptos, thanks for calling.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Very good. Now that you called in, I'm even better. 479-1080 to be on the radio.
I guess I'm interested in a discussion along the lines of, you know, what steps can people take to help facilitate changes without, you know, flying planes into IRS buildings or...
I agree with you on that.
Or being frustrated. You know, that's something... I mean, I have a great deal of passion and concern about just... I can't point to any particular event in, you know, specifics, but you can just sense that things are... There's enough friction out there. There's enough gridlock. There's enough signs of things heading in a direction that that this country may not have been before. That, you know, sustaining the existing paradigm, as you said, the right-left paradigm isn't serving us.
No,
the government
it's a hoax.
Doesn't seem to be responding. You know, how to demand accountability from our leaders, from people in positions of power.
I'm afraid it may take some sort of a revolution. Now, in the 1960s, and it doesn't have to necessarily involve violence, although I'm sure there will be some violence. I don't advocate violence and I don't advocate terrorism, but I do think that we do need some catalytic event, some catalyst to get us where we need to go. And right now, the best thing out there is the internet. I mean, when you and I were growing up, we had NBC, CBS, and ABC, and then later Fox, and it was very easy to lead the herd, so to speak, with the controlled media. Now, we don't have that anymore. We now have the internet, so there is definitely more options out there for people who really want to find out the truth, people who are interested in knowing another point of view. Alex Jones is a perfect example. He has a website, Infowars.net and Infowars.com. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you go check it out. He has a podcast every day, The Alex Jones Show, and he is really a third point of view, a point of view you'll never get on the mainstream media. And I mean, whether I agree with everything he says or not, aside, I think the fact that he's able to communicate is definitely a major positive. If you're looking for positives, that's a positive. Now, what's a negative? A negative is someone like Cass Sunstein, who's in the Obama administration, and he's advocating the FCC start regulating the internet and using an internet fairness doctrine, and they're going to start to try to weed out someone like Alex Jones. Now, if that happens, then the only thing left is for people to do things like maybe like the way they did in India, maybe peaceful, you know, passive resistance, where you're just going to sit down and refuse to budge, block a freeway, sit down on City Hall, go march on Washington, whatever it takes, so that we do not lose our freedom of information. That's the most important thing, because if we lose our First Amendment, our right to free speech, then everything else will go. And freedom of thought is so important. So you should have the right to have a conspiracy theory, a right to believe that 9/11 was an inside job, and to say it on the radio. And if that right isn't, you know, offensive to anyone in government, then those people should be voted out immediately and or who knows what we can do. But the fact of the matter is, Obama, he was a paper tiger. He everything he represented, you know, a change, an alternative, everything that seemed wonderful about Obama is a fake, a phony, and a fraud. He is a Trojan horse. He is not our friend, and he's not the friend of freedom or the United States. Unfortunately, and it makes me very sad to say this, I believe it or not, I voted for Obama.
Yeah, well, me too. But and I think it was anyway. I think Obama's. I didn't want to get talked into that. I just, from your perspective, it sounds like you're spending more time than me monitoring the various sources of information on what's really going on. But I'm interested in, you know, what have you heard on the street, in the internet, in terms of, you know, there's moveon.org, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, what is going to be the source, you know, where is momentum being gained from people actually responding? Because we can all know the truth, but what's going to get people to pry themselves away from their television, from their desks, from all
the things?
The thing
is, some people just won't. I think it's natural humanity. Like most people are followers, not leaders. We do need a leader to get out there.
Right.
In the 60s, you know, there were, and I mentioned John Lennon as an example, Abby Hoffman, many other people.
Yeah.
What went on in the universities was incredible. And these were anti-establishment people, and these people became the mainstream. And there we had the 70s, and, you know, what we need that very badly right now. Apparently, you know, anything anti-establishment right now is becoming quickly marginalized. And if you believe 9/11 was an inside job, if you believe that there's a conspiracy between the Republicans and Democrats to dumb down America and give us a false choice, but in reality just create a global one world government, then you're a kook and you're crazy. And you don't make it onto the Sean Hannity show or to Glenn Beck show. I mean, you know, if you think that the Federal Reserve should be audited or eliminated, as I do, then you're a kook and you don't make it on these shows. So the fact is, there's definitely going to have to be some sort of revolution, whether it's a peaceful informational revolution or something else. It's going to take that, because most people are not questioners. Most people are followers, and they don't question authority. And I say, question authority. Barry, thank you for calling. Philip in Live Oak, you're on the radio. Thanks for calling. 479-1080.
Hey, this is the first time I called your show. I'm just
That's wonderful. 479-1080 for anyone that wants to be on as well.
I'm just telling everybody, you know, don't panic. I mean, there's a lot of really good, strong inventors and engineers out there that are working very hard on these problems. You're seeing that, you know, everybody's working with the internet and trying to see what the next thing. You're going to see more decentralized automation that's coming down the pike very quickly in the next 2 to 3 years. Everybody's worried about automation and losing their jobs to machines and stuff. Remember, all that stuff in centralized manufacturing is going to proliferate into the home. Don't panic, everybody. There's a lot of really cool people out there at Notre Dame and universities that are working on these projects to bring in cottage industries into the home. We're working very, very hard. I'm involved myself with two different groups that are working on these inventions right now that you can have. All the things that are manufactured in China in your home, they're trying to make all this, you know, automation to bring into your home. Everybody's looking on a more brighter world in the next few years. There may be panic.
Well, you know, if you listen to the show that came on before mine, you would hear Michael Olson talking about how Monsanto is using, you know, the legal system, litigation, to try to prevent farmers from sowing their own seeds and growing from their own crop.
This is all
because they want to take away big corporations like this, and with the cooperation of the big government, they want to take away the manufacturing from the individual, because that empowers you. So that's what we're talking about.
The big corporations are on their last legs. They can't. They're just trying to consolidate as much power, destroying the small to middle to large size businesses. You can see that in the banking industries. They're trying to consolidate the power, that everybody just more money to a fewer amount of people. But remember, there's lots and lots of cool people out there that see these problems that can be solved in a technological standpoint.
And how are they going to break through? Here's my question to you.
It's
because you seem to be an optimist,
like,
and that's a good thing, Philip. But listen to my question, okay? Right now, the public is very dumbed down, because outside of Santa Cruz is a renaissance kind of place. But if you go to most places in America, most people, their world is Fox and CNN. And the people are dumbed down by the false choice of Republican or Democrat. And they really don't understand the bigger picture in terms of globalism. Ross Perot warned us about it, the great sucking sound, and our manufacturing sector being removed from our country, and our independence and our self-sustainability goes along with it. So tell me how, who's going to be the catalyst? Where are we going to break through the corporate stranglehold that they have over the thought
of
Americans?
Simple. It's real easy right now. If you put money into the smaller individual that can't, give you an example, eBay, people sell things out of their home. There's all kinds of small cottage industries, but you can expand that out. And there's many people that are working on this right now, bringing back manufacturing from China. You know, we have a huge intelligent base of people that have college degrees, et cetera. We have a huge amount
Somebody has to step up to the plate and put their money where their mouth is, organize these people, hire them. And
that's what the
entrepreneur does. Because right now it's not happening. Right now, You know, Walmart all across the country selling products made in China are putting out local mom-and-pop industries and local mom-and-pop retailers. Santa Cruz is definitely an alternative kind of place where there are people who are bright enough to shop locally and keep their money locally and grow their own crops and so forth. But most places are not like Santa Cruz. Go ahead. I'm letting you speak now.
Well, let's put it this way. There's many people that are looking at these dress problems. You have the cost of shipping that everybody forgets. That goes up with the cost of oil, et cetera. More local manufacturing, reduced down to shipping for China. Somebody has to still have to pay with that. If you can have your own refrigerators and stuff made in the U.S. as opposed to Mexico, et cetera, there's still places being made in the United States and GA of all these large capital pieces of appliances. These are still being, because you just have shipping costs. But you also have the reduction where you can make something within your own home that you don't have to manufacture in China and bring in if you have a machine.
I think that's silver lining. Now, that's definitely a silver lining to the situation. Tell me about this machine that you think is going to come flying out of the sky. When will it come and why will it come?
It's going to be less than 2 to 3 years.
Now, tell me any more about it.
Are you familiar with, let me put it this way, are you familiar with Craftsman? Are you familiar with ShopSmith? These are all the people that make these home automation equipments. There's a couple that have been out on the Internet. They weren't very successful for a variety of reasons.
And what will they make? What will
they'll make anything you want. Literally, you put in the material, just like the friggin' Jetsons. You put the material in, and it will manufacture it.
Wow.
I mean, these are
I'm skeptical.
Right now.
I think it's nice that you're optimistic, but I'm skeptical.
These are high-end hobbyists. These are like $2,000 and higher. And, you know, ShopSmith now is like $7,000, but they're working on it.
And what can it do? Tell me what it can actually do.
You can literally put in any type of material, download a 3D model, and it will cut it out for you. Literally.
What do you mean? So if I wanted to make me an Apple computer, it will make me an Apple computer?
It won't make the boards, but it'll make the housing, like a part for cars. Anything that's made out of material that you can put into a 3D modeling type system.
If I wanted to make me a ham sandwich, it can make me a ham sandwich?
Not that kind of thing, but anything manufactured, like I said, wood, metal, hard leather, plastic, that kind of stuff. That'll reduce down a tremendous amount of
And do you have any website or something
you can mention? You can just go onto YouTube and just tap in. It's called Instant Craft. It's a high-end crafting machine. I was looking at it yesterday, and that was on YouTube, and it shows them making all these things out of wood. But that's just for wood, and this is for high-end crafters that do 3D modeling. And these have been available, but they've come down to the $2,000. It's not a real good machine because it's the first one in the market, but they're working on second and third generations. And there's a whole bunch of other companies out of the university that are trying to bring down this capital equipment into the home. Right now, these large pieces of capital equipment into the small-type home versions that you can now put in your garage, into your house, in your kitchen, that can make huge amounts of product that ties in the Internet. You pay a licensing or trademark fee, and you get a 3D model. You put in material, and it literally cuts it out.
Wow.
And these are the things that people are working on very hard for cottage industries.
Fantastic.
There's all kinds of people out there that see these problems that are addressing it from their own expertise.
Well, if it actually happens, I'll be a monkey's uncle because I have a hard time believing that something like this will come to fruition. But, hey, you know what? You're an optimist, and I like it, and I appreciate you calling.
If you go down the path of just going negative, you have nowhere to go.
I absolutely agree. I'll believe it when I see it.
Stay positive. Don't panic. I mean, you know, I'm out there working on everything. There's a lot of really hardworking entrepreneurs and inventors that are working on these address problems of everybody that's having for jobs and putting more money into your pocket.
That's awesome, and as long as we have freedom, we still have a hope, and we still have a chance. And as long as I'm speaking to you on this very radio station, and nobody's coming in to take me away, we have a hope. And as long as you can get internet with uncensored information, we have a hope and we have a way. So, yes, there's plenty of reason to be positive. And we have about 23 minutes before 12 noon. That's it for the show at 12 noon. So we have 23 minutes to take your calls. If you want to get a word in edgewise, don't be bashful. Don't be shy. I'll talk to you on the radio, and you'll have your opportunity to be famous for 15 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is. 479-1080 to be on the air, and we're back after this.
Okay, everybody, it's time to think about a spring cleanup. Hello, I'm Scott Swenson of Swenson's Landscaping.
And we'll help with all the work. I'm Angela Swenson. Swenson's has served the Santa Cruz area for over 3 decades.
Which means we know our way around and get things done right. like move your dirt and plant your trees.
Develop drainage and erosion control.
Pavers for your driveways, patios, and walkways.
Low voltage illumination for landscaping.
Drip irrigation for farm or garden. We're Swenson's Landscaping on Green Valley Road in Watsonville. Call 688-6350, 688-6350, or swensonslandscaping.com.
Should we tell them about the free palm tree?
No. Just tell them to call and ask. They'll call.
Call Swenson's Landscaping and ask about your free palm tree, 688-6350. If it's outside, we Swensons love it.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Hi folks, Warren Knox here. How many folks out there are planning to grow a garden this year? Well, with all the rains this year and the weeds, preparing your soil to grow anything will be challenging. Unless you grow the things you like in a Knox Garden Box. I've been building the Knox Garden Box now for 40 years, and I can tell you it sure makes gardening fun and easy. Built locally here, and if it's green you're into, there's nothing more green than sticking your fingers in the soil and growing your own food. We'll show you how easy it is. For information on the Knox Garden Box, you can knoxgardenbox.com us. Call us at 461-9430 or visit our showroom in Scotts Valley. We'll be at most home and garden shows throughout the state. Look us up. We can deliver just about anywhere. So if Mom in Minnesota loves to garden, we'll ship it right to her front door. Okay, thanks, folks.
Hello, I'm Congressman Sam Farr. It's tax time, and individuals who make under $14,000 a year and families making under $49,000 a year can take advantage of free volunteer income tax assistance. These are trained volunteers. They help you claim all your tax credits, including the earned income tax credit, and refunds can take less than 2 weeks. For more information in Santa Cruz, call 460-2359, and in Monterey County, call 211.
This music is for dancing. Jazz Bash by the Bay, presented by Dixieland Monterey, is on the first weekend in March. March 5th, 6th, and 7th at Portola Hotel and Spa, the Conference Center, and Fisherman's Wharf. Enjoy top jazz headliners and amazing youth band. It's a music marathon. Swing, classical jazz, zydeco, and blues. Jazz Bash by the Bay. Come on down to the waterfront in Monterey on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. Go online for tickets. Dixieland.
Okay, everyone, listen up. JNS Surplus and Outdoor Store is a place you should check out. Besides being a longtime sponsor of KSCO's Happy Hour program with Charlie and Dave, JNS is a wondrous place, pure and simple. Like KSCO itself, JNS is a place you've probably driven past many times, never realizing what an amazing place it is. I'm not going to tell you much. I want you to check the place out for yourself. Suffice to say, there's lots of unique things of interest to lots of people at JNS Surplus. Make a note to yourself to stop by next time you go north or south on Highway 1. Better yet, just go there now if you can. Seriously, it is worth a special trip to see JNS Surplus. Open every day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All kinds of great stuff there. Pick up your Pollen Burst energy drink and Beyond Tangy Tangerine Longevity Health products while you're there and tell them MZ sent you. Located on the ocean side of Highway 1, just 2 minutes north of the Moss Landing Power Plant, look for the flags outside or call 724-0588 and visit the website surplusinc.com. That's surplusinc.com.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh,
yeah, baby.
Down
turn it all the way up.
Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
And 20 minutes before the hour. Come on, turn it up. Let it roll. This is Queen on AM 1080 KSCO, rocking the Central Coast. And we are taking calls at 479-1080. My name is Glenn. And by the way, if you like this show,
or if you don't like the show, you need to provide feedback to the owner of the station, mz@ksco.com. That's M-Z, M as in Michael, Z as in Zwirling, @ksco.com. Email him and tell him, throw me off the air, never have me back on again, if that's what you want to do. But definitely provide feedback so they know what you think of the show. Leroy in Santa Cruz, you're on the radio. Go. Hello.
Yo.
Yep.
Hello.
Your turn to speak.
Yes. Is this, am I on the air?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. The piece that the person was speaking of that can make things in your own home is great for plastic. You put plastic in it, and plastic can be formed by it. And there's some incredible machines that are huge companies, the big corporations, cars and stuff, can make parts. Just all they need is the computer 3D that they make. They can make stuff, but it's a long ways from the cornucopia machine that that we, in the futuristic type of thinking, there will be at some time in the future what they call the singularity. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't, but I'm about to.
Okay, well, you can Google the singularity. There's the Singularity Institute, and all these brainiacs all over the world are trying to figure out what we're going to do when we get AI and all about artificial intelligence. And so when you get that kind of super intelligence, it's going to be able to do stuff for the human race.
The human condition. Now, I hope.
In the meantime, we got people like you to watch our back, and we're trying to deal with our freedom because—
Right. Back in the day, Los Angeles had the most incredible public transportation system, all mapped out and ready to go. And the oil companies and the tire companies bought it up, put it on the shelves because they wanted to make L.A. into a big web of freeways. And we all know what a success that is. And they could have had the most incredible state-of-the-art public transportation system, and it was completely blown up. And the same thing could be said about a lot of alternative energy. I mean, think about it. We could be using natural gas in our cars at a cost of $1, the equivalent of $1 per gallon of gasoline. And why don't we? We have plenty. We have a glut of natural gas in the United States.
But you're still talking about.
But I'm saying I think it's wonderful. But I just hope that they don't buy it up and shelve it like so many big corporations have done to so many fine inventions in the past that doesn't suit their needs and their aims.
LA, you can be at 3 o'clock in the morning on some overpass, and there's still cars, lots of them going by, and you go, where in the hell are all these people coming from?
And where are they all going? And you know what? Everything looks the same. Every exit of every freeway in LA looks the same. It's pretty sad. Thanks so much for calling. We got to take a lot of calls here. Marcella and Salinas, you're on the air. Go.
Thank you, Glenn. Great show. You should be on every day.
mz@ksco.com. Tell him.
I will.
Okay.
I want to plug a Health and Freedom Conference this coming weekend. I know they plug it on Perspectives, but I really want to encourage people to go. There's going to be, it's free, but you just have to get down there and pay for your hotel, whatever. But they're going to have seminars on the Constitution, the IRS, and also Dr. Tim O'Shea is going to talk about the swine flu shots. And this man, who is a chiropractor in San Jose, has had like 14 editions on the sanctity of human blood. Vaccination is not immunization. He's an expert. And before any idiot calls up and says, there's no such thing as a genetic epidemic, well, excuse me, there is no such thing. But people will say, well, all this asthma, all this eating disorders, all this autism, all this ADHD is genetic, which is a lot of bull. I'm a baby boomer. The worst things that happened in high school was someone got in trouble for chewing gum or being late. Now there's kids that are committing suicide. They're killing their classmates. They're raping each other. Our kids are under assault from all these vaccinations. And I am sure there's people rolling their eyes, but there's a book that people should get, if they can even find it, called Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, a Medical Assault on the American Brain. Within 2 hours of birth, a child is given a hepatitis B shot, which is a disease of prostitutes and drug addicts, which no baby is. They're given 36 shots by the time they're 18 months. They're given 68 shots by the time they're 18. A woman who called up about the church.
I completely agree with you. In fact, yeah. I've before I knew about all this stuff and before I was a conspiracy kook, I took a trip around the world with my wife. We did a honeymoon, and I went to places like Cambodia and Africa, and I had to load up on all these vaccines in order to travel to all these weird countries, and I didn't know any better. And since then, I've gotten all kinds of symptoms still that are autoimmune-related symptoms, and I'm really sorry I took these vaccines. They did nothing to help me. And in fact, it's all about the herd. I mean, there are some, you know, arguments for vaccines, the polio vaccine and so forth, but the fact of the matter is it does maybe some good for the herd, but very little good for the individual.
Happened way before.
I agree with you right now. I'm not vaccinated.
They have to do with the 200,000 years when people got exposed to a disease and they had permanent immunity. Now you have these so-called booster shots that are loaded with formaldehyde, aluminum, mercury, and for people who are so pro-life, they're also made with aborted fetus tissues.
Yeah, no, so, I completely agree, and I think that you know, like anything else, you don't listen to your doctor blindly. You do your own research. Your doctor is nothing more than a representative of the pharmaceutical industry. Marcella, we've got more calls.
Thanks
for calling
in. Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks for dialing 479-1080 like Scott in Boulder Creek just did to be on the radio. Scott, you're on the air.
Thank you, Glenn. Are you familiar with Sun Tzu, the author of The Art of War?
No, I'm not, but I'm about to be.
Okay, he wrote The Rules of War. Basically, the art of war is to avoid bloodshed. This is a very famous quote from him. If you know your enemy but do not know yourself, for every 100 battles fought, you will win 50 battles and lose 50 battles. If you know yourself but do not know your enemy, for every 100 battles fought, you will win 50 battles and lose 50 battles. If you know your enemy and know yourself, for every 100 battles fought, you will win 100 battles. So occultists are in power. Satanic lineages, Glenn, have been leading the world for centuries, if not thousands of years, and it's time to change that. You are gone.
Well, you know, there's brief moments though of sanity. I mean, I think Kennedy went in there and tried to do something good, and they took care of him.
And know? Lincoln.
And
you know,
Lincoln.
People underestimate. You know, Lincoln was taken out by the Masons. I mean, it's in the literature. They tried to kidnap him twice, and then the third time they said to hell with it, and the war was over anyway, and they just went ahead and killed him. That was the time the Masons made a strong change. You know, there was a Mason on the other day. On last Sunday, and I was so upset I couldn't call in because I know what it is. It's an excuse for sin. Some Mason quoted me from the Bible. He told me that he said, you know, what is sin to one man is not sin to another, according to St. Paul. I said, that's not in the Bible. I said, you know, what's temptation to one man is temptation to another. It's not unique. That's in the Bible. He says, no, it's in the Gnostic gospel. So that's just an excuse for sin, the Gnostic gospel. It's BS. The real Bible says you are gods, you know, all of you. Children of the Most High in Psalms 82. And the Masons hate that because they want to be the only ones. They want to think that they're the gods over us. And that, you know, they keep their power by keeping us in the dark through controlling the media and education, through putting people in prison, taking away, you know, like we heard earlier this morning, taking away their right to speak against this Borg, whatever the hell it was. You know, until people.
And, you know, even locally, property rights. I think that where the metal meets the road, where the rubber meets the road is right here is locally with what you can and can't do with your own property.
If whoever controls the property owns it. So if they say you can't cut down a tree, then they own the property. It's not your property.
Or they can charge you rent to be on your own property in the form of property tax. And if you don't pay it, they will evict you.
So
from the property you think you own.
These people, Glenn, have been leading the world for all this time, and it's time for us to switch it around. We're the children of God. There's more of us.
So let me ask you this. I'm a former radio syndicator. I sold my company in 2001. I had a battery of talk show hosts. We were on, I mean, all said and done, we were on close to 500 stations around the country. I was based right here in Santa Cruz. I syndicated some really famous names. Amongst them were John and Ken. You may remember them.
Yes, I do.
KFI in Los Angeles. So, you know, I want to come up with a new voice for the radio, perhaps someone like, you know, to replace Sean Hannity. So, because I think Sean Hannity is so bad, every time I see his face or hear his voice, I want to vomit. And it's amazing to me that he is number one in so many markets. People want to drive home. People who are so frustrated with Obama, they want to turn to Sean Hannity as their savior. This guy, Sean Hannity, like Glenn Beck and like Rush Limbaugh, they were doing nothing to fight back against the banker bailout when that was going on between Bush and Obama.
Oh, no. Oh, you know, those guys are in the pocket of the Rockefellers.
So why can't we? So we need to find someone, perhaps a Pied Piper, a catalyst, a leader, someone who can be what John Lennon was to the generation in the 60s, who can unite us all and get us all to rally behind him or her.
I agree with you.
I think talk radio is the last bastion of freedom in this country, along with the internet, and we need someone. Now, Alex Jones, for those of you who like Alex Jones, I don't think he fits the bill, and I'm not saying I don't agree with everything he says. I just don't think he's the right messenger.
Because you
attract more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So, folks, if you have any ideas about this, we do have a whole, and 7 minutes in radio is a long time.
We've got seven minutes
left to take calls at 479-1080.
Thanks, Glenn.
You got it. And so that frees up the lines. And you know what? I'm going to take an unscreened call. You're on the air without being screened. Hello. Oh, no, he hung up. Whoever it was too chicken to stay on the we have our call screener back in place. So we got lines free right now, 479-1080. Can you believe with all this stimulating conversation? Nikki, can I take an unscreened call? Let me try it. Okay. Hello, you're on the air, unscreened.
Thank God for redial.
Yeah, you're on the air, unscreened. Who's this?
Evergreen from Santa Cruz, Live Oak kind of area.
Okay, Evergreen, what's on your mind today?
I heard you say something about I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I'll believe it. This wacky machine, it's like something from Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, you know? I know. It'd be nice if it made a ham sandwich or a nice beef stroganoff or something. But maybe what's holding us back as a species is that we won't believe until we see it, but if we believe it, then we'll see it, perhaps, for new age thinking.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready for anything, something to break out of this horrible yoke that the establishment media has dumbed down America with.
No kidding. It's like waiting around through. It's so tiring waiting around.
But I'm so happy to live in a place like Santa Cruz because and as I walk around downtown Santa Cruz and the beach and everywhere around here, I meet people all the time who are hip and who are enlightened. People like yourself.
Well, thank you kindly. I try to live up to that. You know, we all have our failings, but I try to be politically involved and get information out about. I'm an Alex Jones fan, but I agree with you. He's not the total answer.
Well, no, he's got the right information. The problem is, I think he's not going to ever break through to the masses. And I was just telling.
I don't know. He's pretty powerful. There's something about an irritant that you remember. You know.
I love his show. I think I get a total kick out of it. I enjoy listening to it. However, there are a lot of people who just don't want to be woken up in that kind of way.
I think it's his voice mostly. In his cadence, he's just real rough, you know, and they want to be there. It's uncomfortable to wake up, especially to something like that.
It is. But if you want to be woken up, you want to be woken up with something a little bit more sweet and melodious, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know about you, but the time seems a little bit short, especially with that gentleman talking about Nibiru. If that's true, then everything else sort of pales by comparison. You know?
Got it.
Geotechnical shifts and magma everywhere and whatever, you know.
Yep.
1,000-mile-an-hour winds, crustal shifting of the plates and rapid.
Evergreen, thanks so much for calling up and being on the radio.
Thanks. Well,
Take care, man.
When we believe it, we'll see it.
Exactly. KSCO, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the radio. Speak.
Hey, thanks a lot for the show. I like everything everybody's saying. The guy was talking about the Masons and the control and stuff and the underground control. I definitely believe in a lot of that. I think one of the things he's saying that he's not, you know, everyone should kind of take into account is that, you know, we're all children of God and we all have the potential and the ability to see truth and realize truth. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that may be limiting us from really taking on the problems that we have of today is, like, you know, asking for a prophet, asking for someone to lead us when we all need to be our own leaders.
No, we do. But you know what? This is, unfortunately, the human race And this is a problem with humanity that I have. Look, I'm the ultimate individualist. I'm a fierce individualist, and I believe think and act for yourself. However, we as a species tend to be herd-like, and we're like sheep. And you know what? The average person just doesn't have it within him to think for himself. So sometimes people do need to be led into even to a smaller extent. I think Gerald Celente was correct. We need to be prepared for love. Make love, not war. Be prepared for both. Be prepared for anything. Have your food. Have your ability to defend yourself if you need to. I agree, but not everyone is cut out for that.
I think too. You know, a lot of that has been engineered by the powers.
And we're dumbed down by fluoride in the water and by the vaccines and everything else.
Everyone should turn off their TV, and everyone should definitely try to read a little bit more and take things with a grain of salt. I think a good thing to think about is that we have experiences, and through those experiences, we then have thoughts and emotions about the experience.
Hey, what's your name? I didn't get your name.
My name's Alex.
Alex, thanks so much for calling in. And I only have time for one more call, so I'm going to hop. But if you want to hear me on the radio, mz@ksco.com, tell the owner of the station to have me back on. John from the Summit, you're on the air. You get the last word today.
Yes, in our revitalization of our nation, there are a lot of home-based businesses in the CNC type automation equipment is there now, and people can make things in their own home. And as soon as the city or the county finds out about it, they shut them down. There's a lot of.
Give me an example of that.
Well, if you want to run a machine shop out of your home, and your neighbor finds out, you're done for. I know. I've reaped from.
I mean, there's certain zoning that I don't necessarily always agree with, but sometimes it's good. Like if you're in a small residential community, you don't want somebody operating a piece of equipment right next door. You want them to go rent an industrial part of town. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely. And I always tell the people that have it, I say you make sure you pad all your walls and don't peel off your neighbors.
Well, no, if nobody's going to complain, then you can get away with just about whatever you want, hopefully. I mean, until they start, I understand the cable boxes now are rigged up to tap in and just like Big Brother is watching, and also your cell phones, even when you turn them off, that certain people, maybe government people, who knows who, can actually listen in on your environment. Your cell phone is a microphone. So if you really want to have a private conversation, make sure your cell phone is not in the room.
And you pull out the battery.
There you go, John. Hey, John, thanks so much for listening to AM 1080 KSCO.
Hey.
Have a good day. And we have perspectives coming up, so stay tuned. Dr. Stan is in the house. Dr. Stan is the man. You're going to get to hear a very, very smart individual by the name of Dr. Stan Monteith coming up next. So you do want to stay close to your radio, and hopefully you can call in and participate in their show. We have only 10 seconds to go, and I'm Glenn. MZ@KSCO.com for feedback on this show. We are KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. The time is 12 noon. Time for Fox Propaganda.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. The clock ticking down to tomorrow's parliamentary elections in Iraq. As that clock ticks down, the violence ticks up.
A complete curfew starts at 12 midnight and will last through Monday morning. Cars will be banned from the roads of Baghdad to try to keep any car bombs from trying to breach security and target polling stations. Approximately 18 million Iraqis will go to the polls, deciding on their new four-year term government. Early results could come in days. Final results in the formation of a government could take months. Several attacks in recent days have tried to instill fear and anxiety ahead of the voting. A car bomber targeted Shiite pilgrims in the holy city of Najaf, killing at least three people. In Baghdad, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Pakistani intelligence says a top Taliban commander in that country is dead, believed to have been killed in an army airstrike. That strike on a compound in northwestern Pakistan. Mulvi Fakir Muhammad is believed to have run the Taliban's operation in that part of Pakistan. And in Afghanistan, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown paid a visit to his soldiers there. That visit comes after Britain lost another soldier in an explosion yesterday. In his weekly address, President Obama says it's not fair for Americans to be at the mercy of insurance companies. He wants Congress to act on health care reform yesterday.
And that's why we have to act now. That's why the United States Congress owes the American people an up or down vote on health insurance reform.
The GOP, meantime, wants to out and out scrap the reform bill that's been kicking around Capitol Hill for months now and start building a whole new approach to reform.
Instead of working across the aisle and focusing on creating jobs, Democratic leaders pressed ahead with their partisan big government agenda of taxing, spending, and borrowing from our children and grandchildren.
Representative Peter Griffith of Alabama speaking for the GOP this week. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore. Playing that character, Norm George Wendt picked up a few tips on how to get the ultimate beer experience. His new book is Drinking with George. Now, it's about time this book was done. Why is now the perfect time for America to embrace this book?
Well, beer's been very good to me over the years. And I thought it was time to give something back. And I wrote the book for the children of America. You know, it needs to be an every classroom in America.
Yeah. Speaking of the children, your love affair with beer started as a young man. Grandpa's Budweiser.
Yeah, yeah. He sent me to the kitchen and I'd open the can of beer and bring it to him. My reward was a sip. And I thought it was great.
How old were you?
I don't know, 7 or 8 maybe.
Beer.
What are the motor skills? You know, you'd have to check your child development guides.
But. Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
A controversial death penalty ruling in Texas, where more people are executed than in any other state.
Texas executed 2 dozen people last year, a quarter of them from Harris County, which includes Houston. But now a district judge in Houston, Kevin Fine, has ruled the state's death penalty statute is unconstitutional. It happened in a pretrial motion in a capital murder case. Fine saying that since technological advances have resulted in the exoneration of people on the nation's death rows, it's safe to assume that innocent people have been executed. Thus, the statute violates due process for defendants in death penalty cases. The ruling triggering a torrent of criticism from everyone from Governor Rick Perry to State Attorney General Greg Abbott, who called the ruling legally baseless. Stay tuned. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
A school bus driver in Minnesota being charged with driving drunk. State Patrol Sergeant Paul David said the driver had already picked up a special needs kid when a school employee smelled booze.
The driver turned around, walked out of the building. She went out in the parking lot immediately to grab him, and he was gone.
Police say Neil Carson admitted to having had a couple beers the night before, but had illegally drug